address that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, joined by senior co-captain Donald Brown, my far right, sophomore guard Justin Castleberry in the middle, and coach Pat Flannery. Coach, we'll start with your thoughts on the game today, and then we'll take questions.
I think a good part of it in the first half and the second half was a typical, you know, us and Holy Cross game where the kids just go after it and bang. We got down in that first half when Chris got his second. He only played eight in the first half, and they got to stretch a little bit. I thought we'd come back and be able to compete against them. Every time Thomas drove, he got to the line, and Simmons is a tremendous player. My hat's off to, they were two big scorers for him, and it could have went any way. We had our chances there in the second half when it was tied.
Questions?
Coach, there's two big things that seemed different in the second half when you guys made your comeback. One, it seemed you did a much better job on Simmons in the second half, especially the first 10 to 12 minutes. And then the other thing, the tempo seemed more of your tempo than their tempo. What were your thoughts on those points?
Well, I think some of our tempo, honestly, was out of a little bit of desperation. We got down and not one to just go and roll the dice. And I thought we could come back in five. And, you know, the way we were playing, I thought we'd come back with our matchup and our man. But it seemed like every time we played half court, we were getting deeper and deeper in foul trouble. So we just tried to just go after them and try to make them make plays. And I don't think they like a lot of that, that pressure. By that time, we'd been down. We'd spend an awful lot getting back. But, I like that, what we did with that. And, you know, we kind of have two teams. We had a team that could shoot a little bit, and then we had some athletes that could do it. And, you know, with we went to Abe and Donald and Chris, and they went to Simmons and Thomas, and, you know, they were getting to line.
Were you disappointed that it seemed like free throws really were deciding the game versus just letting them play a little bit?
Well, you know, again, whatever I say, you know, it never has mattered. It shouldn't matter now. I would like to see some made, and certainly in this kind of ball game, there's 2 minutes left in the game, and it's a 3-point, 2-point, 1-point ball game, and there's stuff out front that you could call in the first, 30 seconds. One of the things that hurt us, though, was Chris's second. Clifford got one, Chris got one, and whoever got that second one was going to be hurting in the first half, and it turned out that they didn't get any more, and I don't know if we ever did get to 1-1. But that hurt us a little bit. But boy, I'll tell you what, I'll leave here with the idea that nobody's going to take away from us how hard we played to get back in that game today. And I'm really looking forward to rooting for Holy Cross. Now, I'm serious about it. He's great. Ralph's a great guy, and he's taught me more about things than so. I really appreciate him.
Well, you guys. Among the group of mid-majors who deserve to be considered in the tournament anyway in terms of the automatic bid?
Yeah, you would think there's a lot of things like that, sir, but I don't know. I don't know the league well enough and don't know the how it will go. It's Bucknell, and I know we 2 years they talked about Holy Cross going in these things, so, maybe, I don't know. That's all behind the scenes to me. All I know is I hope these seniors get a chance to play again.
Can you talk about what sparked the defensive push in the second half that finally got the guys going?
I think it was, like Coach said, it was desperation. Me, Chris, and Abe, we realized that it was the last 20 minutes possibly that we'd ever play again with this uniform on. And our teammates also took heed to that. And through that, everybody just picked it up a notch, and the defensive tempo just picked up.
So, were there any adjustment personnel-wise?
I think we put Abe on Simmons to try to slow him down a little bit, because Abe's very athletic and very aggressive on the defensive end. So that was one of our hopes on defense, to slow Simmons down.
You guys had some really good looks in the corner in the first half against their defense, and they just weren't going down. How big a deal was that? How different can this game have been if this is going down for you?
I don't know. You live with that, We practice shooting. We've been shooting it all year, so you have to shoot it with the idea that's going in. And then I like to believe that the percentage is even out. So if you start out 0-for-6, then the next three are going in. So we just kept that mindset in the second half. That's what helped spark the run. So you just keep taking them with the idea that they're going in.
Pat, talk a little bit about what it did to you on offense when McNaughton was out of the lineup. It seemed like you couldn't get much inside.
Yeah, Darren worked so hard, and we were able to get touches with him and all, but he's, you'd much rather watch Chris be able to play basketball in there and get the basketball. And I think what the man alluded to about the corner shots, we were getting some shots, we just weren't getting enough inside touches. And that kind of stretched a little bit, and it seemed like everything they were getting was going at the hole. I mean, Simmons made a couple of deep threes, but he drove it a couple of times that just took it down the heart on us. And with Chris not being in there, they were able to keep the big kid in there. And you know, it really gets dark in there because you just can't see. He's so big.
I'm sure you guys will be talking about a lot of what ifs, but you seem to play really well here. You had that shot from the corner that given the lead at one point. It seemed like you've been able to find your shots. Anything in particular Holy Cross, you're able to find your offensive room?
Not particularly. I think the guards do a good job of making the extra pass. I think that was the key to us making a run in the second half. If you get a guy running at you rather than taking a contested shot, I think we did a good job all game. That's why the corner shots are open, because they run to you on the wings, and if you hit the extra man, then he's wide open in the corner. So, I mean, you get a lot of open looks. You have to make sure to knock it down.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.